Happy Tuesday.
Is it just Tuesday?
No.
Yes.
Oh, come on, man.
You know, we always give Sarah crap because she lives in Round Rock, and I'm like, well, will you just stop by and bring us Round Rock donuts? She actually did last week.
Amazing. The second time.
Yeah, second time.
And that came out of nowhere, by the way. It was not solicited by you or I.
We had not talked about it previously, and the reason we asked for Round Rock donuts is because, A, we live south, so Round Rock is far for us, but B, Round Rock donuts, to me, the best donuts ever.
Yeah, and they open up at 4:30, so Sarah can get there.
Today is National Donut Day, y'all.
Sarah!
Sorry.
Hold on, let me look. Oh, damn.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you think you really needed donuts today?
Yes.
Well, just today.
Just today on
just
National.
Today.
What am I supposed to do for National Donut Day now? Go to that crappy one around the corner?
Eat a bagel or something?
No, that doesn't count. It's not the same.
You can just mentally remember what it felt like Friday.
Oh, yeah. No.
I'll never forget the one time where Alex and I used to get like a zillion donut holes, and then Sarah would give us crap about, you know, that's like eating like five donuts, and we had to do this whole big thing. Do you remember that, guys? Mm-hmm. We did this whole thing where we tried to calculate how many donut holes equaled one full donut.
Y'all thought 20.
Yeah, we thought something
high. We did. Remember we put the donut holes and made a whole donut? We got like eight of them, right?
Yeah,
well,
right.
Then we called Krispy Kreme.
Corporate office.
To ask them what they thought.
And I don't believe them.
They said four donut holes equals one donut. And then that's ridiculous.
That's BS.
That's just ridiculous.
Because no.
I'll eat a whole bag around donut holes.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I'm going to go get us donuts today
somehow.
Please.
Sarah, oh, my gosh.
Will you partake in National Donut Day?
No, thank you. But y'all have fun.
Happy National Donut Day. Well, Booker, Alex, and Sarah are going to start off this Tuesday on a happy note. We got that. Our favorite happy story coming up next right here, Mix 94.7. Hi.
Hey, hey.
Hi.
I got a great happy story. And my favorite part of the story is the girl isn't even old enough to drive irresponsibly and crash her parents' car yet. Let me tell you the story.
What?
You ready? 14-year-old Elena Gassler lives in West Grove, Pennsylvania, and she came up with an invention that basically eliminates the blind spots in a car created by the support posts on the side of the windshield. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
They're called A-pillars.
Yeah, but sometimes they block out. Like, there's some on the front and then some on the back. Yep, 100%.
She put a tiny camera on the passenger side of a car right next to the windshield. Then she linked it to a projector installed inside the car that projects live video onto the blind spot. There's a video that shows how it works, and it does seem helpful. The footage plays in real time, so it's almost like looking through the car and seeing what's outside. She recently entered it into an engineering contest called the Broadcom Masters, which is like a science fair for super smart kids, and she won the grand prize of $25,000.
Wow.
Dang.
Now, car companies are looking into offering it in their cars, and it could be available relatively soon.
I hope she gets a cut of this, and I hope that the car companies aren't just stealing her idea.
Elena says she was just trying to figure out a way to prevent so many car crashes, and she was shocked to actually win the competition.
My Broadcom Masters project is about improving automobile safety by removing blind spots. And I did that by having a camera behind the A-pillar of a car, and the camera sent video to a projector that projected the image onto the pillar, essentially making it invisible and making the driver be able to see behind it. There's so many car accidents and injuries and deaths that could have been prevented from a pillar not being there. And since we can't take it out of cars, I decide to get rid of it without getting rid of it.
That's her at a recent EDM concert.
I mean, hey, that's awesome, though, man. Hire her. She needs a job with the car manufacturers fast.
We'll send you the story if you're interested. Just text HAPPY to 51993. Thank you so much for listening. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7.
You ready?
Here we go.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Fact Attack.
What is the second best hand in poker? Is it a royal flush, four of a kind, or a straight flush?
You know, Sarah's like, has no clue, and she's looking at me. I have no clue. I never learned how to play poker all my life, and it's probably a good thing that I can't even play Uno to save my life.
Really?
Dude, I can't. That's why I've never gone with you, like, to play, like, poker stuff. And you're always saying, I'll teach you, and I'm like, I've passed my learning of poker and gambling.
No, you have not.
But
you've
I'm bad with math, so I wouldn't be good.
Well, you don't need any math.
All right, well, let's get started.
You just need to know the fundamentals.
All right, lesson one.
even know the best hand in poker. So.
Is it like kings? Jokers?
What do you think is the best hand in poker?
What are my options?
Okay, well, what's the second best hand in poker? Is it a royal flush, four of a kind, or straight flush?
Royal flush seems royal.
Royal flush.
But that's the best one. What's the second best? A straight flush.
Sarah?
Sure.
Yeah, that's right.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. I'm going to a poker house in Austin today. I'm in.
There's a very clear hierarchy in poker hands. So it gets better. I mean, it's very, very clear the best hand all the way down to the worst hand. I mean, there's no guessing.
Fascinating.
That's awesome.
What is a royal flush, Sarah? Do you want to take a guess what that is?
Mm-mm.
Alex?
I don't know. Bro, you're looking at me like I'm crying. I don't know. I don't play poker.
It's a queen of hearts and a king of hearts and a jack of hearts.
A royal flush. Yeah. Is
and
that a royal flush?
Ace of hearts.
Yeah,
one
and of a ten of hearts. Yeah.
So one of everything.
Ten, jack, queen, king, ace of the same suit.
Oh, I thought it was just four cards.
Oh, how many cards?
How many cards?
Five cards.
Oh.
Ten, jack, queen, king, ace of any suit. All the same suit. Mm. Straight flush is any five connected cards of the same suit.
Mm.
So in other words, two, three, four, five, six of spades or whatever.
Oh, this is so confusing. This is why I don't play poker. So confused.
Love how Taylor Swift was brought to tears on The Voice. And, you know, oftentimes you always kind of question whether or not Taylor Swift's being authentic. You know, she's just,
yeah.
Oh, really? I just won 42 awards? Oh, my God. I'm so shocked. But this really seemed genuine. It's very, very surprising. She loved those two girls, and it brought her to tears because it reminded her so much of herself. She said, and by the way, this has nothing to do with my personal life. It's fine. Very, very funny. Hey, in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we're bringing Andy Grammer to Austin. You still have tickets because it's coming up on Thursday. You have a chance to get tickets on November 7th, Cedar Street Courtyard. Will you do it? Will you come see us? Help join the fight to end breast cancer with a very intimate performance with Andy Grammer. Grab yours now at gopinkatx.com. Sarah?
I feel like I did a girl wrong.
Oh, boy.
And I'm a horrible person because I didn't point something out. But maybe I did the right thing. I don't know. I really don't know. I was in a huge dilemma. One morning, I was out to eat at a very nice place in Round Rock that's like farm to table.
Mm-hmm.
It's like very Austin because mm-hmm. it's farm to table. Mm-hmm. And it was the Sunday brunch time.
Uh-huh.
And I looked over and there was a girl and it felt like she was on a date.
Mm-hmm. Jack Allen's.
No, Greenhouse Market.
Okay. Cool. Okay.
Love that place.
Yeah. I was thinking, oh, okay. I think this girl is on a date. Probably not a first date, but it definitely was like an early in the relationship situation.
Okay.
And you know, sometimes as girls, we wear jeans that are a little low cut.
Yes.
Yeah. And then maybe a butt crack will show.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Just like a centimeter.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like a little, like yeah. a little, yeah.
This girl had a good 5 inches.
Wow.
Show like, me exactly what you consider 5 inches.
I mean, the whole butt was
okay.
out. The jeans didn't start until like the undercarriage.
Mm-hmm. How does one not feel that?
And
wow.
That, and she
or maybe
was,
she doesn't care.
Maybe she doesn't care, but
that's her look.
Here's the thing. She was right by the door, so there was a breeze coming in anytime mm-hmm. anybody opened the door.
Oh my.
So one would think mm-hmm. that she would have felt a breeze inside her entire butt crack.
Please
yes.
tell me that you told her.
Well, that's the thing. I didn't say anything, but should I have said something?
No, absolutely
not.
Are you
serious?
No, if you're driving down the road and you see a guy with his butt crack hanging out, uh-huh. you're not going to go up and say something
but
to him.
But you don't know. You bring up a great point. But Sarah wasn't driving past the person.
No.
Sarah was sitting there
okay.
having brunch and saw this going down. And she, as a sister, should be able to help out another sister that it looks like is on a date.
So you're walking to your table at Maudie's.
Uh-huh.
And you pass by a guy uh-huh. and his butt crack's hanging out.
Let me tell you this, guys. I was at a Mexican restaurant on the east side. There was an old man that looked like he was the owner of the place. He had just walked out of the bathroom.
Mm.
His zipper was completely all the way
That's
down.
That's different.
And he was, you know, That's it looked different. Like sad, cute old man. And it was 2 minutes that passed. And I said, I got to help this guy out.
Yes.
I walked up and I said, in Spanish, I said, hey, amigo. I said, look down. He said, your zipper. He said, oh, gracias, gracias. Like, he thanked me for it. And he gave me a pat on the back.
That's different.
I helped the brother. How is
that
different?
That is an obligation from a male to a male to, hey, look, zip up your fly.
Sarah had right? an obligation from a female to a female.
Well, and here's no. the thing. I don't mind. Guys, showing butt crack is just because y'all are guys. and you're lazy. And honestly, like, y'all's butt cracks are just always out. They just are. It's like not shocking or surprising when I see a guy butt crack. But for the girl, again, she was dressed nicely. Yeah. Like, she was put together. She was not making a fashion statement. Where I just felt...
So you don't think that it was intentional?
Oh, no one wants to have their entire butt out.
Okay, all right.
Like the
Are you
whole,
sure about that?
Yeah, this was not some nightclub where it was like, hey, boys, look at my butt. This was...
A farm-to-table restaurant.
Right.
So what did you say to Dawn?
To Dawn?
Yeah.
Who's Dawn?
Well, so it was the crack of dawn.
Oh, God.
Dude, oh, my God. Are you serious? Sarah, you fell for that? I fell for it, too. I was like, when did you say her name was Dawn in this story?
I was like, I'm just going to go with it. Maybe I said her name was Dawn.
Here's what's trending right now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
All right, well, Sarah's boyfriend, Jared Padalecki, we mentioned, was arrested in Austin a couple of weeks ago, and he has gone radio silent. Sarah refuses to talk about it because she loves him so much.
Yeah, she'll never go to Stereotype again.
That's where he was arrested.
Yeah, and his wife, all I've seen her do is put just a heart on her Insta story.
Mm. Are you following it every day, Sarah?
Yeah. should I check? I haven't followed it today. Maybe she actually's put something else.
Well, he took to Twitter to acknowledge his absence from the recent Supernatural convention in Washington, D.C. He is thanking his family and friends for their love and support, and the comments are full of kind words from fans, too. Meanwhile, at the convention, his co-star, on-screen brother, and fellow Austinite Jensen Ackles opened up about Padalecki's absence, joking that he wants the actor to, quote, stay home more often.
That's funny.
We all miss my big dumb friend, and he added he had a bad weekend. He's dealing with what he's got to deal with, so just send him support and love. Ackles also revealed that everyone was in good spirits when Padalecki showed up on set following the arrest. They even made a joke out of the situation, bringing Padalecki a pair of handcuffs when he arrived.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Okay, here's the thing. It's not a good thing that happened because it just was a bad look, but if you can joke about it after and if you've learned your lesson, it's like the elephant in the room addressing it. You know what I'm saying? Like Jensen Ackles doing that and the people on the set that brought the handcuffs. That's how I would want you guys to treat me if that happened to me.
Pop the balloon and then let's just move on.
Yes.
Please don't let that happen to you, Alex.
No way.
I think I know better. I really, really think. Well, knock on wood, there's this weekend my wife's out of town. Shh.
I've seen you pretty drunk, acting a fool.
But. I know. But I've never planked like that against the back of on a hood of a police SUV. I don't think I could do that.
Side note, I will say that we always talk about Jared Padalecki and how we like to have him on the show. And I said, well, one day I'm going to run into him. And guess where I ran into him? At Stereotype, the exact same place, just off of 6th Street where he was arrested. And I talked to him, and he could not have been any nicer.
Just a bad day.
Yeah, man, I love you guys. I would love to come on the show. Meanwhile, nothing.
Well, he's been busy, Booker.
Oh, okay. Well, we're still waiting on you, Jared.
We got your back, bro. Hey, you need to avoid water on airplanes. If my wife's listening, hello, that coffee you had on that plane last week.
She drinks coffee on an airplane.
She's not listening right now, and yes, I will tell you that she's the one that has coffee on an airplane. You're not supposed to drink coffee on airplanes or tea or wash your hands. The people behind the study are saying that instead of washing your hands, because they say washing hands is probably worse than drinking the coffee or tea, is saying to use hand sanitizers. I'm going to raise my hand, y'all. I wash my hands in the airplane until I read this.
I know. Oh. This is really tough. Now, a couple of years ago, I did read about how bad it is to drink the coffee on an airplane, and I love me some Baileys and coffee when I fly, so I stopped doing that, and I do drink the bottled water. I'll even pay for it if I'm flying one of the low-cost airlines, but washing my hands, I'm going to have a very difficult time refraining from that.
I know, just using sanitizer. Thinking back, like the times that my wife did drink the coffee and I had maybe some warm tea or something like that, we got sick or something during the holidays, and I was blaming like the climate change or blaming the holidays and the germs from the passengers. Bro, this water probably getting me sick.
You're fine.
Probably why not. I'm telling you, I have read countless stories about avoiding the water, specifically coffee and tea, on airplanes.
If people were getting sick, one of the government whatever things would step in and
they
shut it down.
I bet you it changes after this. By the way, you're flying for the holidays. Try not drinking the water, okay? You'll feel a lot better, I bet.
Y'all, something huge happened yesterday. Matthew McConaughey turned 50 and officially joined Instagram.
Oh my gosh.
He now is almost 700,000. followers, yet he's only following 39 people, and who he follows is very much on the Matthew McConaughey brand. See, there are companies he's involved with, or actors, actresses that he has worked with. His bio on Instagram is husband, father, actor, minister of culture, professor, creative director, Austin FC, JK Livin', and pickle expert.
That's my favorite one.
That's awesome.
Yesterday he posted a post, and he also did this Insta story, which I'm just like, oh my God, welcome to our lives.
Because I may not be willing, but I'm capably able. Do I have an Instagram? Well, I'd be a lot cooler if I did. But guess what? It is now a lot cooler because I do. All right, Instagram, let's do this. Let's get some howdies going. Oof. Howdy.
This is what happens when your father gets on your Instagram account.
God. No!
That was the most dad thing ever.
No, that,
that was like, my God.
Stop it.
My girlfriend and I were talking about this last night, and we're like, you know, we like him, but like at the same time, like, I'm good. Like, I just, I'm done.
I didn't
like,
need
no, stop.
It's he's everywhere. Mm-hmm. He owns everything. Like, he is now just owner of everything in the city. He's now, I can't, that's going to be what we hear every day. Just boop, 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 boop.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he should have named this account Dad on Instagram.
Oh, I can't even with you guys. No, I love him so much.
We do too, but it just, he didn't need to get on Instagram.
It's a lot.
Oh, he doesn't need to do Insta stories. How about that? He could just do posts.
Oh, my gosh. Enough.
I mean, take a note from your wife because she's real good at the Instagram, so go take lessons from her.
You know she's embarrassed right now.
Stop it. I'm turning your mic off. Jared Padalecki speaks out for the first time since his arrest. Do not drink the water or even wash your hands on airplanes. And our guy, Matthew McConaughey, is now on Instagram. That's what's trending. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Every once in a while, I get in these kind of depressions about something, whether it's me being worthy or do I have good enough friends in my life or am I a good enough friend?
You're worthy in my book and you're a good friend.
Well, thank you.
Does
I appreciate
that make you feel better?
And I don't want to admit who this is, but I have this one friend I believe is like in my utmost inner circle, right? Mm-hmm. Like seriously one of my dearest friends. And this person I feel has kind of like vanished, right? Not intentionally. We don't live in the same city. And I try to do a really good job of keeping in contact. This person just broke up with their significant other and was dealing with a lot of that heartache. And I was trying to be the person mm-hmm. that was there for them. So I just kept kind of checking in and doing what I could to let this person know that I cared and that I was there.
That's so nice.
So I had sent a message, can you talk? And this was back September 30th.
Okay.
And they replied with no, and then this weird frown. And then on October 8th, I sent a message that said, just checking in on you. And they wrote back, hi on the phone, but I'm good. And then yesterday, I was just like, after moping around for a while and reading this story about on the way friends, mm-hmm. I was like, is this person an on the way friend for me? Like, am I devoting too much effort and time and attention to this person who would not do the same for me?
What is an on the way friend?
That's I'm going to get to that in a second. Yeah, I can't wait to tell you about the on the way friends. So where are we and how come I'm not hearing from you and why do I feel like I'm the one that's making all the effort here?
You're always there for them, it seems, right. And going above and beyond, and right. Then they just don't even reach out to you, and not knowing that if you need it or not, but they don't reach out like how you do to them.
They don't need you, it sounds like, right? Because if they needed you and they were going through something traumatic, right. They would call you first because they needed something from you.
And a friendship is just like a relationship. It requires both parties to be involved. So if we're on that outer circle of friendship, then that's okay, but that's not where I thought we were. So
gotcha.
I truly feel like I'm an on-the-way friend. Let me tell you about this. There is a Colorado mom who made an emotional Facebook post thanking her true blue pals for driving over 30 miles to visit her during her time of need. It has gone viral, and the post defined the meaning of on the way friends as the people who will simply be there for you when life gets rocky, no questions asked. If you picked up the phone and said, I need you right now, how many of your friends in your contact list would respond with, I'm on the way?
Thank you for explaining what on the way friends is.
Absolutely.
Now. That makes complete sense.
So Alex isn't on the way friend for me, actually. I don't know if he knows this, but my husband was out of town, and if something were to happen, I would call him because car trouble or just something. Like, it's like my dad, my husband, and Alex. So he's an on the way friend because I know that he would be there in a second
and
calm me down because I got crazy when it comes to car stuff. But it's something that I really feel a lot of guilt towards because my mother has so many on the way friends. If something happens in her life, those women are at her house within 30 minutes. They're bringing food. They're setting up things. When we had the tornado go through my parents' house in Dallas, her friends came the next morning when you couldn't even get into the neighborhood. They spent 3 hours to just get to her house and bring her a loaf of bread. I mean, she has legit on the way friends. And that's something that I have goals of cultivating here in Austin. And right now it's hard because all my friends have 5-year-olds and under. Mm-hmm. And so you just kind of just got to say, like, I have to be the on way friend for all my friends. Like, if they need something, like a date night and I can take care of their kids, or a glass of wine, like I can be there for them.
Thank you, by the way, Sarah, for having me on your list. I will say, Brad Booker, you are on my on the way friend list.
Ditto. I didn't want to cut her off, but I feel the same way about you for sure.
100%. When Sarah lived down south, I knew it'd be easy for her to be my on the way friend. But now that she's married and lives in Round Rock, I think that if I need her, she'd say, can it wait till traffic dies down?
Exactly.
Which is fine still. Yep. But I have Sarah, sort of my other old best friend, or he's still a good friend, Eric Salkin. He lives in Cedar Park, but he'd be the guy too. He's like, hey, can traffic die down? I'll take the toll road.
Austin traffic changes everything, even friendships.
Bro, do you need an on-the-way friend right now? Because we can open it up to caller number 9.
And caller number 9.
643-5947.
Will you please call?
His current record is 1,272 wins with 116 losses this morning. Sarah and I are rooting for Yvette. Yvette lives in Northeast Austin. She makes the commute to downtown Austin where she works for the Travis County Courthouse. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Beast, Booker!
Hey! What's up? Hi. All right, let's play. I'm going to leave the room right now while Sarah asks you 5 pop culture trivia questions. She and Alex are going to so desperately hope that you beat me, because if you don't, then I get bragging rights. If you do, though, you're going to win these 4 VIP tickets to Wizard World at Austin Convention Center November 8th through the 10th. Are you ready?
Yes.
There's some good people coming for Wizard World.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like Carrie Ewells from The Princess Bride.
Oh,
your wife's,
my gosh.
Your wife's favorite movie.
Oh, Michael Rosenbaum. That's my buddy. Wow.
All right, Yvette, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
Question number 1. Sal Vulcano is 43 years old today. He is on a show where he and his buddies, all from Staten Island, perform a bunch of pranks and dares around New York City. What's it called?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, the new number 1 album in the country is Jesus is King by what gold digger artist?
Kanye West.
Brad Pitt revealed that on set with Quentin Tarantino, he has one rule that he holds above all other rules, and that is no cell phones. At one time, when he was filming a movie, a cell phone went off, and Quentin said, everybody go home and think about what you did.
That's ridiculous.
Which of the following is not a Quentin Tarantino movie? Inglourious Basterds, Hail Caesar, or Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Hail Caesar.
Delta has reintroduced some same-sex love scenes to the films Booksmart and Rocket Man after some people were upset that they were edited out on their flights. What musician is Rocket Man about?
Elton John.
And finally, Harry Styles wants to be the next James Bond. Who is the current James Bond?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Okay, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
Texted Michael Rosenbaum.
Did you really?
I don't think anybody knows who that is. You're name dropping Rosenbaum.
He's Booker's friend, bro.
He played Lex Luthor in Smallville.
Well, the whole cast of Smallville is basically going to be here, including Tom Welling.
He also was in that movie White Chicks.
Of course you've seen and you're referencing the movie White Chicks. Of course you have. The guy that watches My 600 Pound Life and all these random shows references White Chicks.
He's a good dude. I like Michael.
I'm sure he is a good dude. He'll be here.
She got 3 right.
Nice.
Sal Vulcano is 43 years old today.
The guy from the worst show on television.
The show you hate the most.
Oh, my God, I hate it so
much.
Where
he and his buddies perform a bunch of pranks and dares around New York City. Mm-hmm. What show is that?
I'm drawing a blank right now. I want to say Crank Anchors, but that's not true. Hold on.
5, 4, 3.
It's Impractical Jokers.
Yes. New number 1 album in the country is Jesus is King by what gold digger artist?
Yeah, Kanye West.
Correct. Brad Pitt revealed the number one rule you do not break on Quentin Tarantino movies, and that is you do not bring your phone. Once a phone went off, and Quentin Tarantino told everybody they can go home and think about what they did.
Wow.
That's harsh. That's dad style.
Yeah. That is crazy.
Jeez.
Which of the following is not a Quentin Tarantino movie? Inglourious Basterds, Hail Caesar, or Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Oh, I'll tell you right now which one it is.
Oh, tell me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Inglourious Basterds, uh-huh. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is.
Uh-huh.
What's the other one?
Hail Caesar.
Hail Caesar is not. I think that is a Coen Brothers.
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah.
Y'all both got that. Delta has reintroduced some same-sex love scenes to the films Booksmart and Rocketman on their flights because people are upset they were edited out. What musician is Rocketman about?
Elton John.
Yeah, and finally, Harry Styles wants to be the next Bond. Who is the current Bond?
I think Harry Styles probably be pretty good.
He'd be great.
Yeah. Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
You know who'd be better? Sal Vacano.
You're like, this is how I go. It'd be like, Bond.
You got 5 out of 5.
Of course I did.
Of course you did.
Hey, Sarah, guess who else is winning at life?
Ew.
This guy.
That's right.
Vet thinks we are more funny than Impractical Jokers, I bet, right?
Are you kidding
me? Yes, for sure.
Yeah! One in my book.
This is Yvette from Northeast Austin, and I can't beat Booker.
Oh, good try.
Thank you so much.
Alex and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Hey guys, there's some tech news. Facebook announced that it is rebranding with a new logo that's in all caps.
Oh. Yeah.
Because that was everyone's biggest complaint with Facebook, the logo. Yeah, it seems like Facebook is rebranding. You can tell they're desperate for approval because their new mascot is a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Time for Sarah's Dating Diary on Mix 94.7.
I'm going to tell you the one and only thing you should do when a guy does not text you back. So, for example, he said he wanted to make plans this weekend. It's now Friday. You haven't heard anything from him, but you don't want to make plans and then have him call. This always happens. So you text him, hey, did you still want to get together and do something tonight? Hour goes by, nothing happens. What do you do? Should you text him again, pretend to accidentally text him? Should you give him a call? No. The one thing you should do when a guy does not text you back is put your phone down and stop texting him. Do not send him any more texts, period. Actually, delete the whole text history between the two of you. Save yourself from sending screenshots of past conversations to girlfriends to try and figure out where it all went wrong. Maybe, and I used to do this, go ahead and delete his number so that you aren't tempted to text him at all. I used to do this all the time. It prevented me from texting him. Obviously, if he texted me, I at least kind of knew the last four numbers. So I'd be like, I think that's so-and-so. I would have an idea of who it was. Keep your cool. There is a slight chance that he really was just busy or something came up.
Mm-mm.
So the last thing you want to do is overreact and start blasting him on text messages to then the next day him be like, hey, I just fell asleep, okay? So distract yourself. Go to the gym. Call your friends. Head to see a movie. Get out of your house and do something. So again, if he has not texted you back, the one thing you should do is not text him and put the phone away.
I'm glad it's so much easier for guys to date. Most guys don't
overanalyze. I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, I think a guy's like over. I don't see a guy doing this. Like getting ready on a Saturday. Like, hey, are we going to go out or not?
This happens.
You do?
All the time. Yeah. This happens all the time. We're a guy who traditionally takes the lead in the very beginning. And I know it's 2019.
Right.
And now it's more 50-50. But traditionally, a guy will take the lead. And you'll maybe go out. And they're like, oh, let's hang out this weekend. And then you're sitting there at 3 o'clock on Friday like, what is going on? Because if you make plans and then he texts you at 5, he's going to be like, why'd you make plans? But if you don't make plans, then you're going to be sitting around on a Friday night and he's not going to text you. And it's really, really frustrating. So if you send that one text, hey, are we still on? And he says nothing, throw that phone out the window. Do not text him back.
It makes so much sense, though. Like, I mean, that's real right there because you're already off to a bad start in the relationship by him taking charge, and he's clearly not in charge. He doesn't know what he's even doing. It's a bad start.
And it shows that there was no weight in any way whatsoever when he said, let's hang out this weekend. That was just something he verbally vomited out, but he really didn't lock that into his brain. It was just something he said because it was a crutch and he didn't know what else to say. So it was a, let's hang out this week unless I find something better.
Sarah's it's going really off like it's happened
to
her before.
Oh my gosh.
Take it easy over there.
It's
you're
like
married.
Really, really, really frustrating when I hear the same story from my girlfriends and they call me on That's Fridays awesome. And they're like, he said he wanted to hang out, but he hasn't reached out to me. Just go to a movie, get out of the house, delete his number, delete the conversation.
Why'd you say call me? Throw out your cell number, Sarah.
Call me.
Should I get Valium? Some water? Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome. That's my dating diary.